This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Political discourse, civil discourse these days is next to non-existent. There's lots of debating, lots of shouting, but not much of anything else. A student-based group at the University of Michigan wants to change that. We Listen describes itself as a grassroots, campus-based organization working to bridge the American political divide. Joining me now is one of the officers of We Listen, Yvonne Yao. Thanks for joining us. How did this idea come about?
Thank you so much for having me. We Listen was founded after the 2016 presidential election. A bunch of us on campus noticed that students weren't engaging in political conversation. There was a lot of tension, and there just wasn't civic discourse. So to change that, We Listen aimed to create a space where students from all backgrounds, perspectives, from all across the political spectrum could come and engage in conversation on different topics and share their views.
Now, you're holding a big event soon. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But you bring people in, they have discussions. We've seen prominent conservative and prominent liberals on any given issue take their debate show on the road, visiting universities, colleges. How's this different?
I would say We Listen is different because, for one, we're completely student-run, and I think that coming from a student perspective on campus, we're much more aware and familiar with the dialogue and the conversations that are going on, and we're much more aware of the needs that we're missing in these conversations. So our aim is to bring together students and show them that in this space, no matter which way you lean, and regardless of what kind of political background you hold, this is a space where you can be heard, and as long as you're willing to listen to others, then they'll be willing to listen to you as well.
I would think the kind of people, the kind of students who might attend an event like yours are the kind of people who already are open to the idea of hearing other viewpoints. How do you attract the people who are already determined exactly what they think, exactly what they believe, and they don't want to hear anybody else's viewpoint, which I think they'd be the most important people to get to an event like yours.
Right. So initially, we did a really great job of obviously bringing in the students who are already politically engaged, who are already very strong in their beliefs. At We Listen, we always say, you don't win by convincing others at the table that your view is right. You win by leaving with a sense of understanding why others hold the values and the views that they do. So I would say as we've come along and as we've developed, we've seen that we're having a harder time reaching all corners of campus in the sense that students who are studying things outside of political science and outside of public policy and inviting them and showing them that regardless of what the topic is, we all have a personal stake in this issue and you don't have to come in with a previous political background or expertise because you have a voice and it ought to be listened to.
Yeah, I think that segment of society might be growing. They're just disengaging because it's become so obnoxious in some cases.
Right. And I think We Listen does a really great job. We have a content team. So for every session, they come up with a fact sheet of news and relevant legislation, current events from both sides of the political aisle to provide this unbiased foundation and also has discussion questions, scenario questions. So it really helps guide the conversation. And we really want to focus that you're not required to come in with any sort of prior knowledge because we always kick off our conversations with just getting to know the people at your table as people. So it brings humanity to the conversation and encourages our participants to find a sense of empathy and common ground.
What kind of issues have you all discussed?
So this past year, we've talked about gun control, immigration, free speech on college campuses, and even abortion. With our upcoming conference, we'll be splitting up the participants to be talking about gun control, immigration, and college campus because those just seem to be the most pertinent.
There's been loud protests by liberal and or left-leaning students and faculty regarding some conservatives and some white supremacists appearing on campuses. There have been fewer, but also some protests by conservatives and right-leaning students, faculty about some liberal speakers. How are you preparing for a reaction like that when you start inviting these big-name guests in?
So We Listen actually has been pretty lucky. We found that both the student body and a lot of the administration at the university have been really receptive to our mission and what we're trying to do. We haven't faced a lot of pushback or a lot of radical views that have threatened what we're trying to do. So when we have these very right-leaning or left-leaning groups, I would say we haven't really interacted with them much. And we've just been able to stick to our mission, which has been great.
Are there people you would not invite to these discussions?
Again, we're really lucky we haven't really faced that problem yet. I would say the challenge is definitely more making sure we're reaching out to the students who aren't usually very politically engaged and just showing them that we all have backgrounds and stories that shape our views and our values and that ought to be represented when we're having these discussions.
Now, you've got a big event this Sunday. Tell me about that.
So we're hosting our first ever We Listen Fall Conference on September 30th. We're really excited for it. We've invited 90 student leaders representing different organizations all across the Ann Arbor, Flint, and Dearborn, Michigan campuses. So we're starting off the day in our breakout sessions, as we usually do on our normal weekly basis, with discussions on immigration, free speech on college campuses, and gun control. Following that, we'll be having a policymaking workshop. So the aim of that is to show students that after you're able to engage in this type of discussion and showing that you can work with those even if they have different views than you, giving them these tangible skills to implement the change that we want to see. And then we'll be concluding the day with a panel discussion, and we'll be having Bill Kristol from the Weekly Standard and Neera Tanden from the Center for American Progress. That discussion will be moderated by Dean Barr, and closing remarks will be delivered by University President President Schlissel.
I'm wondering, what are the discussions like after you hold an event? I mean, are people like migrating to the coffee shop and continuing the conversation? What happens?
That's definitely what we're trying to push for. We always end our discussions with a debriefing, always asking our participants, what have they learned? What were they surprised by? And how do they hope to continue the conversation? So essentially, We Listen is trying to be this launching platform where students can engage in these conversations, but it doesn't have to be within the context of our organization. You can be engaging in these conversations, finding common ground, and showing them that our differences can be meaningful and productive no matter where we are.
Have your positions been challenged? I mean, have you reconsidered where you're at on certain issues?
I definitely think so. When I first came into We Listen and joined the conversation, when you're forced to sit down and explain to others why you believe in the things you do and learning and establishing those fundamentals and the foundations of those, it can be really difficult. So it honestly has made me believe that maybe sometimes I'm just blindly following the media or blindly following whatever headlines that pop up on my social media feed. So being able to engage and gain a stronger understanding of why I hold the values and why others hold the values that they do has been really awesome.
How's it change you? I mean, what's awesome about it? How does it make you a better citizen?
I think I'm much more cognizant of what I'm reading, what media I'm consuming. It's definitely made me more willing to listen to others don't hold the same views as I do, especially following the 2016 election. I think that initial polarization on campus was really detrimental to having this discourse that we really needed. So it's been really great to see that even if I'm in a space where I feel like I'm very strong in my beliefs, there's still a lot of value in listening to others.
These ought to be mandatory for legislators and members of Congress.
I hope so.
Yvonne Yao is the Vice President of Marketing for We Listen. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.